Yes, you already know what this is. This is the 7K Pick Podcast. I am the Senator, and with me, as usual, new classic Nick.
What's going on?
What is happening? It is such a interesting time in football right now, but not just in football, but if you play fantasy, these are like the weeks that you really start focusing on your lineup because playoff positions might be on the line. If you make it or miss it is on the line also. If you're in a keepers league or a dynasty league, like this is where you start thinking, all right, who do I want to drop? Which strategically, like who you're looking at in college, maybe who is a sleeper that nobody's looking at. It's an interesting time.
It's a great time. Yeah, you know, in fantasy for sure, because we got what, 2 weeks left?
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then the playoffs start. Some start week 14, which is crazy because there's like nine teams on bye. There's nothing, no buys this week. This is great.
The NFL season needs to really work on that. If they're gonna focus on like fantasy as well, because their money is coming in through a lot of their money is coming in through TV, through gambling, and through fantasy, right?
Of course.
They gotta do something. There's no reason why there should be no buys this week and like eight teams buy next week.
Yeah. It's crazy. And last week. Like they can't put a buy in 13. You know what I'm saying? Just split it up 4-4-4. It's okay. It's okay.
I swear that's how they used to have it.
Like yeah.
I swear they used to have pretty much like each week past like week 4 or 5. It would be like bye every week, four teams, and then the last like 4 weeks would just be like everybody plays.
Right. And it's crazy because we had six byes last week, zero this week, and six byes next week. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. And we're talking about like decent teams with players that put up good numbers for both week 12 and week 14. Like it just doesn't make sense.
Right. It's crazy. You got half of the AFC South on bye next week. It's amazing.
Yeah. They definitely got to work on that. Definitely. But let's get into some news. So Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee, did his regular Aaron Rodgers Tuesday, and said, I don't know where all these reports are coming from. I don't even talk to reporters like that. I don't even know if I'm going to be playing next year, but if I do play, Jets are my first option. He even admitted that he doesn't think he gave them 2 good years. Obviously, 1 year with an injury and 1 year with some downplay. And then also said that pretty much if the Jets doesn't want him when they hire the new GM and the new coach, if they decide like they want to move on and he decides like he wants to play, then he'll start weighing out other options. But Jets is his place for 2025 so far.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be interesting. I think these next I'm not going to say it's going to happen, but to see them run the table, it's not out of the question. No. Right? They could finish 9-8, you know, cuz like Aaron's still got some pride. You know, it's old man pride, but it's pride nonetheless. You know, so I think that team has most of the pieces offensively anyways. Their defense is another story, but they just need coaching. But it's also an offense that could potentially like make some noise this second half.
They're in a very weird position. Supposedly Mike Tannenbaum and I forget the other person's name is in charge of leading the GM search. It's going to be interesting because I'm pretty sure Mike Tannenbaum does McAfee show every Thursday. So kind of hearing his takes on a lot of different stuff too. It's going to be interesting to see like what they're looking for in the GM. Supposedly a report just came out saying that there are 2 to 3 more GMs that are expected to be, no, 3 to 5 more GMs that are expected to be fired by the end of the season.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
So
Good.
on the list that I see so far, this was printed in The Athletic, the three that they're kind of saying for sure will be the Giants, the Raiders, and the Colts.
Okay. I can get behind that. Especially the Giants. I kind of like Dable, and I hope he doesn't get fired. I kind of like him. But man, Schoen's terrible. He's a terrible GM.
Dayball is in a very weird position because if they do fire the GM, it's kind of like, do you blame Dayball for what has happened when the GM when the team let go of Saquon and Saquon is doing, and we'll talk on Saquon in a bit, but you chose Saquon no, you chose Daniel Jones over Saquon.
Right.
Saquon's contract was not really that big. Looking at the list of people you thought were going to be the great replacements for him, Mixon was already in Houston. But like looking at that list and then looking at Saquon, it's like there's really no comparison. Like this is not a knock on any of those guys. It's just the truth. Like Saquon is number three on the MVP list at this point right now. Front runner for offensive player of the year. Probably should have 18 to 21 touchdowns. If you take the amount of touchdowns that Jalen Hurts has plus what he has
Yes.
and combine them, you're looking at 21 altogether, but give and take a couple brotherly shoves. But yeah, like I can't really blame Dayball for this team. But if you're gonna clean house, you might just need to clean house.
Yeah, which sucks because it's like it's a sword he's probably gonna have to fall on, which is too bad, but I think he's, I don't know, man. That defense kind of looks good sometimes. That offense was just so bad. Like it was so bad, and they didn't even have a chance without Saquon, with a rookie running back, a rookie wide receiver, and Daniel Jones. It doesn't matter how good your defense is if they're on the field all the time, And he was dealt a shit hand. As soon as Saquon left, we all saw the videos of the talk back and forth and this and that and the Saquon stuff, and they just started resurfacing again and again. And it's just, he never he didn't have a chance. I kind of and I don't like I don't like seeing coaches, get fired for something that's not in their control. You know what I'm saying? And this one I don't think was really in his control at all.
This one definitely wasn't in his control. Like, when that defense is fully healthy, that defense is a defense. And if they get rid of him, whoever goes to like a, he might end up on like the Bears or something like that, just coaching, because he's not going to be out of a job for too long. Like,
No.
it is going to be, if he gets let go, probably a month later, you're going to hear that he's with another team. Like, he might. I can't blame him for the Giants because they really did not. They made a lot of horrible choices,
Yeah,
especially this offseason.
100%.
But yeah, he will stick with a job. And no, go ahead.
I think there's also like, I mean, they're also talking like Ben Johnson's probably going to get a team. Maybe Slowick gets a team. Maybe Kingsbury gets a team. So it's like these guys are all offensive minded coaches, right? You get Dable as your DC. You're nice. You know what I'm saying? It's like these guys. That's like the perfect complement to these guys. It's like get back to your DC job, get on a winning team, with a coach with an offensive mind that can run an offense and build yourself back up, but like get on a team like the Bears or, like the Jags or anybody else who should have a good defense but just isn't there. Get them a good coach with an offensive minded co like a head coach.
Having a Ben Johnson and a Daboll as your coaches is a problem. Like
Right.
it's a guaranteed problem. Cliff, I don't know if I would say Cliff with Dayball would be a problem. I think Cliff as the OC and Dayball as the DC for like a Vrabel
Yep. Oh, wow.
would be insane. Like that would be, I don't care what team
Yeah.
you're talking about. You could talk about the Patriots, you could talk about the
The
Giants, you could talk about the Jaguars, any one of those teams. Like I think you would see a different Mac Jones if it was a Cliff or Ben Johnson coaching at this point. Not saying like it's going to improve it by a lot, but I'm just saying you would see a different player in there. Plus Dayball as a DC. We shall see. The offseason is coming by very quickly,
Very quickly. Yeah, we're in week 13 already. What
we are in.
the
It feels like the wait for football was longer than the actual season of football, and it's
Right.
insane at this point.
It's crazy because last year, it was funny because last year we were talking about all these like monster coaching moves and there was a lot. But
Yeah.
you look at this year, this offseason is going to be exactly the same thing as last year. You know, this is going to be big vacancies and big names being thrown around for all these positions. We still got Bill who doesn't have a job. We still got Vrabel who doesn't have a job. You're going to have all these OCs and DCs getting promoted this year. It's like, it's crazy.
It's also interesting because I saw a Next report that said that Belichick is considered tier two
Oh.
on the coaching's list. Like there's a bunch. Once again, they saying there's a bunch of coaches that are above Belichick on it, so they're
Sure.
considering him tier two, but they're considering Vrabel like the one.
I love
So
it.
it would be the Jim Harbaugh. That's
Yeah.
what Vrabel's position is kind of like right now.
Amazing. I can't believe he didn't go anywhere this year. I just can't believe that. Like, it's crazy. While looking at all the coaches that actually have jobs right now.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, you put Vrabel on the Cowboys right now. You know what I'm saying? They're a playoff
It's a whole other thing.
team.
He probably would, yeah, he probably get a lot more out of that run game than McCarthy's getting at this point right now.
Yeah, and that defense is getting waxed week after week.
So bad. So bad. But let's
Oh,
talk
yeah.
before we even get to recapping last week. Last one is just Daniel Jones to the Vikings. Interesting move.
I mean, it's insurance move. They're 9-2. You know, I don't know. I like Mullins more than Daniel Jones.
That's what
So,
I'm saying.
is he third on the depth chart now?
Yeah, because McCarthy's
Or
out for the
fourth?
year.
Right? Do you put McCarthy ahead of him?
McCarthy has to be ahead of him. I think, if anything, if you're going to bring him in, try to use him in the Taysom Hill area.
Yeah, or like a
Because,
wildcat or something.
yeah, you know he can run the ball. His problem is throwing the ball. So
Oh yeah.
put him in. Put him in that Taysom Hill type thing. Do Wildcats, RPOs, like one or two plays and that's it. Like I was actually pretty surprised that that's where he went, but you want to stay with a contender, right?
That's
Even
it.
if let's say they happen to win the Super Bowl, just the fact that he's on the team might even help his stock. Like if
Could
he
you
plays two
imagine?
plays.
Could you imagine he gets a ring before Saquon?
Yeah, that'd be insane.
A narrative and a half. That's amazing.
If he got a ring before Saquon, I don't want to hear anybody say that the ring, if Lamar doesn't win a ring, it affects his legacy.
True. I'll accept
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Even though you know that that's what the media is going to say.
Of course. Same with Josh Allen. We'll see. These two, they got to beat them. They got to beat one guy.
They got to beat one guy. Well, let's talk about a couple of the highlights from last week. Saquon Barkley, 26 touches, 255 rushing yards. Four receptions, 47 yards for his total of 302 yards, setting the Philadelphia Eagles record for most yardage. What is there to say?
You know, I think there was a big debate with him and Henry, but Saquon looks so much better. He's just so much more explosive.
Yeah. And that's not the, and we can't even shit on Derrick Henry's numbers,
No,
because Derrick Henry,
still at 140 yards.
24, 140 yards,
Yep.
pretty much strictly getting the ball as in the I formation. It's just different levels, but man, regardless of whatever you're gonna say, like those are the top two offensive players of the year.
Yeah.
It's right now Saquon has the lead, but Derrick Henry can definitely still, like, it can go back and forth for the rest of the season, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. And it's crazy to think about the third top running back in the NFL is probably Mixon. And they're all veterans who switch teams. Like, when have you ever seen that? Ever.
Can't say I have.
Right? Like the top three players at any position switching teams, like, the beginning of the year. Like, how, like, this is insane to think about.
Yeah, especially with the way how you're kind of seeing a step back from CJ Stroud right now, and Joe Mixon has really had to pick up a lot of big play yardage. And that's not a knock on CJ, because every wide receiver they brought in for him, or he had the weapons that he thought he was going to have, has been injured pretty much all season. Like, there might have been the first four games where they all played together, but after that, it was like Nico got hurt, then Tank Dell got hurt, then Tank was coming
Stefan.
back, and then Stephon got hurt. And it's just, Schultz was out, I think, one game, something like that. But like, it's just been, I see a lot of media stuff saying like he's regressing. I don't know if I would say he's regressing. I'm saying if you're kind of used to your weapons, it's kind of hard to trust newer weapons at certain points, especially if they're dropping passes. But he does have a lot more interceptions than he did last season. But defenses are now trained against him. They kind of know what they've watched the whole season on you. Like,
100%
it's gonna happen.
and it's him and Love. Love's chucking interceptions, won a game, you know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing. It was his first full season last year. You know, so defenses, they get it now. They got tape on him. You're absolutely right. They got tape on him now.
They know exactly what the tendencies are, and it's just interesting, right? But yeah, no, for sure, Saquon monster game. Probably the play of the one of the plays of the week was that Turpin kick return in the Dallas Washington game. He hit that spin move when he got the ball like you're playing Madden, not gonna lie to you, and he was gone.
It was funny because when he fumbled the ball, I was like, and then he did like a spin move, and I was like, why did he do that spin move? And then I just saw him like take off, and I was like, oh, that's what it was. You know, it's like it was kind of like a because the spin move was kind of early before he got to like the crowd, and then it was like he saw it and then like instantly like spun the other, and I was like, oh, this is amazing.
It was so clean. I
Oh.
will get, if that might that is Dallas Cowboys play of the year.
Oh,
Like,
100%.
that was the spin was so clean. He pretty much went through untouched. Like, and it was in a big moment, because Washington, I'm pretty sure Washington went back down and scored. Yeah,
Yeah.
Washington went back and scored, and then they missed a field goal,
Yeah.
which we gotta
Oh,
talk
yeah.
about. We gotta talk about we get the Washington Dallas Washington, it doesn't matter, that game is whatever. But it was just that play I wanted to talk about, because that
Yeah,
was
of
a
course. It was
clean
amazing.
play. What is happening with field goal kickers this year?
They didn't change the rules on that or anything, right? Like the formations or anything. Like nothing's changed,
No.
right? Because there's a lot of field goals, a lot of extra points, and it's just, I've never seen this before.
It is like ugly watching the game.
Yeah.
Like, before, when, so I don't agree with Skip Bayless on a lot of stuff, right?
Yes.
But It only his words came in my head when it was kind of like, you can't rely on the kickers, the kicker to the kicker shouldn't be the one that determines if you tie or you win the game. Don't agree with it. It was just kind of watching some of these games where it's kind of like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Because Washington probably would have played that whole kickoff a little bit different if it was a tie game. Jaden Daniels did what he needed to do to get them back to in the game, got them tied up. Like, Scary Terry had his best catch and
That
run after
60
that.
yarder.
Yeah.
Oof.
And we can talk about numerous games where kickers have been bad, but I don't think I've seen a season, and we're only in week 13. Yeah, so that would have been 12 week, and I'm comparing that to 16 week seasons from the past and 17 week seasons starting last year. Like,
100%.
it's horrible.
Like, it's crazy. You saw Koo miss what, 3 2 weeks
Three.
ago?
Tucker missed two.
Tucker, Aubrey, who's supposed to be the best kicker in football, he missed 2 last week for Dallas.
Yep.
Like, it's just
McPherson has
like,
missed a
oh my
bunch.
God, they should have won that game if he would have hit all those.
Yeah.
Like it's just it's wild. And that and block field goals. Like we saw week after week too. You probably see a block field goal once a week now or block punt. Like it's crazy how
Even though
much we
they
see
did
that
change some
now.
of the rules on the block punts. So
Yes.
like that Packers one should have been a penalty.
100%.
But even Boswell missed last week. And he's been.
That one is a snowball, so maybe give him that one.
I'm just saying, no, that was before the snow
Oh,
happened when he
okay. Yeah,
missed. Yeah.
you're right.
He actually nailed when the snow was
this...
falling. Like, it's just, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Like, no clue. But it's if you're playing a drinking game, it's gonna be like for every missed field goal if you were to watch like Red Zone. Yeah, you might be feeling it by the afternoon games.
Oh yeah, just watch a highlight of all the missed field goals. It'll probably be 5 minutes long. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, just for 12 weeks. Like
Yeah.
just do that. But is there
Yeah.
any other your team played last week?
We did. We got our ass kicked, as you know, we should have against the Detroit Lions, which is fine. Anthony Richardson kind of looked like Anthony Richardson. It was what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. His
Yeah.
accuracy was back down to under 50%. It's fine.
It's kind of what you expect at this point. It's
Yep.
like one good game, one bad game, but like,
Yep.
what's that? His 14th game, to tell you the truth. So
Yep.
like,
Exactly.
yeah, we'll just keep him in for the rest of the season. Get him as much experience. So, and now you know what to focus on in the off season with him. And that's
Yeah,
it.
I like Steichen, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like him a lot. I think he's a good coach. I think he's gonna stick around for a while. I hope they extend him. Like, I think he's actually kind of good. You know, and the way he's run our team, I'm really happy with it. So I'm not mad at the Richardson decision. I actually kind of like it because I do still think he could be a good quarterback.
I think getting him a good I think the only thing that you guys may need to really change is just your OC. I
Yeah.
think sometimes the play calls are just you kind of already know what's happening.
Yeah.
Your defense is decent.
We need to stop the run. We need a run defense.
The
Our run
your run
defense is so
defenses, yeah.
fucking bad.
Your run defense is where the problem is.
And against Detroit, I mean, they got 3 rushing touchdowns against us. You know, it was like that's all you needed.
And it's Detroit. So
Right.
Sonic and Knuckles are coming
Yeah.
at that point.
Yeah. One more shout out. I'm
Yeah.
going to shout out the Snowball last week. That was one of the most fun football games I've watched in a long time. Like, I love those games, you know, when it's like a whiteout, you can't see what's going on, players are sliding all over them. Like, that's when I watch football, like, watch football. I love seeing that stuff.
It was perfect because it was the only game as well. So like you're
100%.
kind of like, okay, you're watching it, plus then it's division game. Jameis is in. Like
Right.
you don't know what's gonna happen at this point right now.
Nope.
Started off kind of slowish, but like the game really got entertaining when the snow started to fall. Like it was kind of like at that point you have to kind of play chess because hands are getting cold at this point right now. It's two teams that are used to should be used to the snow, but this is kind of like the first snowfall for everybody at this point. So
Yep.
you gotta get adjusted to that. Russell kind of just looked like Russell at that point. Justin Fields, they kind of shut him down when they brought him in to do those run plays.
Yep.
But it was a good game.
It was
Entertaining
entertaining.
game. And then you're always good when you leave with a Jameis quote.
They're always
Yeah.
at his Jameis Snow Angel, apparently.
Yeah. Like when you have all of that, it's a win for a Thursday night game. Amazon was probably really happy with that game.
Right.
But I want to talk about this because this is kind of ridiculous. So we talked last week and said Chris Jones is going to be eating. And Chiefs only won by three against the Panthers.
With a last second.
Field goal.
Last second.
Also, Patrick Mahomes is kind of like he would like a calm fourth quarter. Yes, they have the weapons, and they're going to be getting Pacheco back soon. But let's do this like a sports show and just ask: is there a real danger that they're not going to three-peat this season?
I don't know anymore. I don't know. I mean, it's like, are they? I don't know. I mean, the playoffs are different because Kansas City's been there. They're not nervous. They're the vets. They're the veterans in the games. But Ravens look better. Bills look better. These teams just look better than the Chiefs. And now the Chiefs have lost a game. They lost to the Bills. They almost lost this one. That was 2 weeks in a row that it's kind of like, if they would have lost two games in a row to the Bills and then the Panthers, there'd be some serious doubt going on.
Kind of what I'm thinking. Like, I don't like they've gotten away with a few wins. They've gotten none of their wins have been dominating. And I think if they were to match up against the Bills or if Steelers make it in, which they are going to, because those are two solid defenses. And I would put them way higher than I would put Steelers way higher than the Panthers defense.
Sure. Yeah. Way higher. Way
So,
higher.
and I'm not gonna lie to you, if Denver sneaks in, like those are three.
He's rookie of the year, right?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
He's a rookie of the year.
Yeah. There's Neighbors is probably not going to get an next 30 yards for the rest of the season.
Damn, no. I don't know. Drew Lock's starting, so I don't know,
Oh,
man.
they're starting him now?
I think Will DeVito's like hurt.
Oh, okay.
So we'll probably see Lock this
I
weekend.
don't I, that the next move for the Giants, I don't understand. Like you bring in Drew Lock and then after you release Jones, you don't start Lock. Like it just You already saw what DeVito did last season. Like,
DeVito's not even making any money, and you paid Locke $5 million a year to be a backup, and
yeah,
you ain't gonna start him.
doesn't make sense to me.
That's crazy.
But yeah, no, definitely, Bo Nix as rookie of the year at this point right now.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, no, we got. I think Casey's in a little bit more trouble than before because it's not. If you match up with the Bills in the playoffs, everyone's just gonna go back and be like, he can't. He's never really passed, beat Mahomes, whatever.
Sure.
But this is a whole different Josh Allen than we've seen before. The previous ones, I would definitely be like, I would still give the edge to Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
But watching these two teams play this whole season, and probably with the grudge that he has for like bad ref calls, all that stuff, I would definitely give the advantage to Bills at this point.
You know what's really funny? So remember the off season and we're talking about the Bills and they don't have a wide receiver. Their defense, every seven of their defensive starters left. You know, they're going to be at the bottom of this division. They're going to be trash. And now we're talking about them potentially beating the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, 100%.
It's
And
crazy.
one thing, like, I am the first person usually that will come on here and just be like, I was wrong about something, because I don't need to be right about everything. We're all watching it at the same time. But I think coming in like 2 or 3 weeks in, I said, yeah, this build seems a little bit different at this point right now. And not having a number one wide receiver, even though you traded for Amari Cooper, Amari Cooper is still not your number one receiver. Not has been a problem. And they've been doing a lot of stuff. What's the name? The rookie's been out. Coleman's been out. Amari missed a couple games.
He's played one game for them.
Yeah. But then you still had Knox that really stepped up. You have Kincaid that
Knox.
has stepped up. Like Shakir has stepped up. Like you're going through all these numbers and you're like, okay, like they are still a problem.
You know, and it's like they haven't lost. They lost back-to-back weeks in week 4 and 5. You know, and then I think that Texans game when they lost, you know, to the Stephon Diggs versus Allen, you know, I think that was kind of like a, all right, that'll be the last game we lose this year.
Oh, they got serious after that.
Yes.
It was kind of, I think in their head, they should not have lost that Texans game. Like that was
100%.
like that wake up game for them. So yeah, no, Bills are a problem. And we gotta give props. Probably the Tua has really made a huge difference on that Miami team. And they're a sneaky team if they make it into the playoffs.
They're playing a much different game than they did last year and the beginning of this year. He's not throwing downfield.
Nope.
These are 8-yard passes.
8 yard screens,
Yes.
passes, and reversals. Like
Yes.
those are the three.
Tyreek hasn't had a deep ball thrown to him since week one when he caught that like 70 yarder or whatever. Like, that's it. You know, like, they're just playing small ball right now and it's working.
So I'm looking at the standings right now. Miami is 2 games out, pretty much. Colts are 2 games out. Bengals are 3 games. I don't see Bengals making it.
Man, which is too bad because, man, that offense is so good.
Yeah, it's kind of like you spoiled. When Burrow's started kicking into gear, it's like you kind of wasted his season at this point right now. But I don't see your Colts making it.
No, I don't think so either. No. I don't
So,
have any delusions about that.
yeah. So it kind of is Miami versus the field at this point right now. And
Sure.
the three wild cards at this current moment are Baltimore, Chargers, and Broncos.
Which is amazing because I want to see the Chargers and the Broncos in the playoffs. I do.
I'm saying any one of those four teams as wild cards are going to be a problem for almost any teams in there. It's going to be, yeah. I don't want to think about the playoffs already, but
Nope.
we are pretty much a month away. It's like it is arriving quicker than you think.
Well, yeah.
Anything else from last week?
I don't think so. Nothing else really super crazy. I don't think that stood out.
Nah.
I think we kind of touched on everything.
A lot of the games last week weren't really that good either.
No, I mean, the Sunday Nighter was fine. Just the Eagles just look so dominant. They might take that NFC, man.
At this point, yes.
The Eagles are just,
Because what are
they're
they
so
now? Eight
good.
and two?
Yeah.
No,
8-9-2?
9-2.
Nine
They've
and
won
two.
seven in a row.
Yeah.
Like,
And their defense is so good.
yeah.
So good. They were pretty shut down until pretty much garbage time when Cooper Kupp got that last touchdown, but
And who cared about it? Like,
that's what I'm
who's,
saying.
yeah.
You know.
All right, well, let's get to this week. This week is Thanksgiving in the States, so happy Thanksgiving to anybody living in the States.
Yes, shout out.
And you guys are in for three games. So we're kicking it off with normally, which would be Packers Lions, but they remixed it this year because I'm guessing they thought Caleb was going to be a lot better and the team was going to be a lot better at the start of the season. He has been looking a lot better, even though it hasn't led to victories. But we got Chicago Bears traveling to Detroit to face the Lions, and the spread is 9.5, and the over under is 47.5, and that game airs 10:30 Mountain Time. Who you got in this one?
Detroit for sure. 9.5's big though. 9.5's a big spread.
It's
Detroit at
because it's
home in the
Detroit.
dome. Montgomery's questionable. I don't know if that matters at all. Yeah, Detroit. Yeah.
I want to look at one thing before I make my choice.
Yes, do it. They're playing indoors, so golf's going to be good.
Oh yeah, I want to see if they have a halftime show again, because if you remember what they did last year for the halftime show, that was the Jack Harlow with the ice
Yes.
setup, which did not look good at all. Okay. I could rock with this one. I am going Detroit for sure on this one
For
because
sure.
their halftime show is going to be Shaboozey.
Oh, good. Okay.
And
That's not bad. That's good.
Shaboozey's album was really good. I'm not really
Yeah.
a country listener like that,
Sure.
but probably top five song of the year.
Yeah.
And his album was good. Yeah, I'm going with Detroit for this one.
Amazing.
Next up, we got the game of the Thursday, which is the New York Giants facing the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are favored by 3.5, and the over under is 37.5.
The lowest this week
Yeah.
by a lot, by like 4 points.
Yeah. Who do you got?
I don't even know. It'll probably be the Cowboys, I would think. They did win last week, and their special
They did.
teams looked really good. I don't want to say their offense, but their special teams look really good.
That might be where all the points come from in this game.
And that's what I'm saying, because I think the Giants are going to punt a lot. So I think Turpin's going to get a lot of opportunities to run it back.
I'm gonna go with Dallas on this one. But like, who cares about either? This one is like the battle of draft picks, to tell you the truth.
100%.
And their halftime show is gonna be Lainey Wilson.
Okay, another country, so country all
Another
over. I
country.
guess Dallas makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And then they just want to piss off the Giants because the Giants are down there for some drill.
Right.
And then Lainey Wilson goes on stage. And then the final game for Thursday is Miami Dolphins traveling to Green Bay Packers. Over under is 47.5, and the spread is 3.5. And the halftime show is Lindsey Stirling, who is a viral premier electronic violinist,
Violinist.
dancer, and
Yeah,
aerialist. Yeah.
I know her. She's okay.
So she will be the halftime show for Packers versus Dolphins.
Well, they messed it up. They should have had this game in Miami and then just get some Miami going on there, not Lindsey Stirling. No offense.
It's really no, it's kind of bad because like that's how you're gonna end off the
Oh,
Thursday halftime
yeah.
shows. Like you started with Shaboozey and then interesting, but
It's like everything just kind of drops a tear.
honestly, yes, it's not a knock on them because they're all great performers, but it
Sure.
is. You can't really start with one of the artists of the guaranteed artists of the year and then
Right.
I'm gonna actually choose Miami Dolphins on this game.
Okay.
I just think Jordan Love has like Green Bay has been winning, but those turnovers during crucial times are really gonna play a factor. And like we said, Miami's just been playing, Tua's just been playing the short game, get that ball out quickly, let the playmakers do the plays. And that's kind of all they needed to do for the entire time. They kept trying to go for deep threats and missing for the longest. Just do the kiss method and just keep it simple, stupid. Like that's all you need. That's all you needed to do. And that seems like what they're just remixing the same plays, but it's working out.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry, I'm just looking up something real quick. All right, Tua Tagovailoa is 0-7 in games played at 40 degrees or less. It's supposed to be like a 19 or 20 or something, which is like -4. 0-7 in Green Bay on Thanksgiving in cold weather
Okay.
is a recipe that I don't like for Tua.
Okay. Didn't even know that stat there. I'm gonna stick with Miami though.
You
I am
sticking with
gonna stick with
Miami?
Miami. I am gonna stick with Miami.
Okay. Well, I'm going Green Bay all the way. He's going to be 0-8.
Then we get a Friday game this week, and that will be the Raiders facing the Chiefs. Over under is 42.5, and the spread is 13. It is a 1 o'clock mountain game too. So like if you're at work, it sucks. But if you're home or if you have a half day, enjoy it. This one's also on Prime, isn't it? Yeah, the Friday games are
Yeah.
on Prime too. Actually, no, this is their only game for the week. The other ones are like CBS and NBC, I
Oh,
think. Yeah.
yeah.
Chiefs have not covered any large spreads.
No, not large spreads. They barely cover spreads at all.
Who's Raiders quarterback? This one
AOC, I think.
is back to AOC.
I think he's hurt. I think he's off the IR. I think he might be starting this week. Because I don't think it's Ritter, and I'm really mad about it.
Should have been Raider. It should have been Ritter. Not gonna lie to you.
In prime time versus Casey, of course.
Yeah, like I feel like everybody needed to see what I saw for a whole season. Trying to see if they say if I can find any news on who's
Yeah.
starting. But I guess it's not officially announced yet.
Aiden O'Connell will start versus Chiefs on Black Friday and return from the IR 6 hours ago on the NFL.com.
Okay, perfect.
So
And
AOC is starting.
on the score, it still has Ritter.
Okay.
Ritter as, yeah, it's part of their like key players.
Gross, but okay. Key players, they say.
You see Ritter and then you see Patrick
Amir
Mahomes.
Abdullah.
Like,
Oh, amazing.
you look at the careers. I guess this is his Raider career. He is 16 of 26, Ritter, for 138 yards and one touchdown.
Yes, that is a Ritter stat line.
Give me the Chiefs.
To cover.
This is gonna be the one time I choose the Chiefs to cover this spread.
Whoa, okay. Good for you.
I'm not confident in it. Give me the Raiders. I'm gonna
Oh,
waver on this one. Give me the Raiders. Just because
I'm,
Chiefs have
yeah.
not covered a large spread yet.
No. I think no, the Chiefs will win this game, but yeah, I don't think they'll cover.
Yeah, Chiefs for sure is winning.
Yeah.
Even though I get less confident with them the more the
Every
season goes on.
100%.
Because that deep Raiders defense is better than Panthers? Or would you just say the pass rush is better than the Panthers?
I'll go with the pass rush for sure. Oh man, I don't know. It's pretty even. Like it's pretty
Yeah.
close.
And they did not do much with the Panthers. Like, they put up 30 points, yes, but they also allowed Bryce to get 27 points. Like,
Yeah, and that's the thing. Right. Yeah. And that's the other thing too. I will say that Mahomes has been playing like better football the last like five, pretty much since Hopkins showed up. He's been playing just better. He's been chucking more touchdowns. Before it was like one or two a game, and now he's throwing three or four a game. So I will say he is playing better on
he
that.
is playing better,
So they are putting
but
up points.
I still think like he causes a lot more trouble for that team too. So like
Oh, yeah.
as much as everyone's trying to praise him a lot more, I think they also need to recognize like he isn't playing better, but he's still not playing, to me, playoff winning football at this point right now.
No.
Not even close, in my opinion. Like, last season looked a lot better than this season, and this season it's like,
Oh, yeah.
don't know what's going on.
No.
Then we got Sunday games. So, Sunday games, we will kick off with Chargers traveling to Falcons coming off a bye week. Chargers are favored by 1.5 without J.K. Dobbins. I am going to choose my Falcons. And it's mainly because coming off of the bye week, Raheem Morris called out Judon to say, hey, we need more from you at this point. And I think Judon is, especially because this is a proving year. Yeah, proving year, whether he re-signs with the Falcons or goes to another team. But this is his way of getting a bigger contract. And if we can finally start getting to the quarterback, and Quinn Johnson has missed some key catches, especially in that game against the Ravens. I just have a little bit of confidence in my Falcons coming off a bye week. I think Kirk Cousins needed that week off, and I just think that offense needs to figure out some stuff. So give me, and the pressure's on now that Bucks won last week the way how they did. So give me Falcons.
I really want to say the Falcons. I really do. Yeah, you know what? Give me the Falcons. Sure. I'll go with that too. I think the Chargers look awesome though. I think Herbert, he's far and away from the MVP conversation, but his name has been floated, maybe as a top seven candidate kind of thing. He's been playing awesome. And even against the Ravens, like he didn't look bad. The Ravens are good. What are you gonna do, right? So it's like he took them to, the pretty much the final drive of the game. Like he was kind of good, and then so the Chargers are good. They're a playoff team for sure. I think the
So
Falcons coming off a bye though.
I'll walk back my Justin Herbert take for a few seasons now that we've been doing this, but it's still a proving state that he's in at this point right now. But I think it just shows the difference of having good coaches compared to what he was having. So like, I didn't think his offensive coordinator was, I thought Staley was horrible, but I thought that they still had a lot of potential. But bringing in a run game has really helped him. Like Eckler has been Eckler, but Dobbins and Edwards together is a little bit of more of an upgrade, especially when Eckler was playing the last couple seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And just whatever energy Jim brings to that building and that mindset and feeling like there's a coach that actually believes in him, the way how Jim talks about him, there's like, you want, if you're married or dating somebody, you want them to talk about you the way how Jim talks about.
Herbert.
Yeah.
I love it.
Next up, we got Houston Texans traveling to Jacksonville to face the Jags. Texans are favored by 4. Over under is 43 and a half. Give me the Texans on this one here.
I think the Texans too. I think Lawrence is starting.
I think he might be back this week.
Yeah, I think he practiced today. He was limited in practice, but that also means that he'll probably start Sunday if he's practicing on Wednesday. It's going to be a kind of a, I think it's going to be kind of a good game. But I think, yeah, the Texans, yeah, the
I'm
Texans.
just quickly taking a look at the injury reports at this point right now. Just 'cause I think still kind of questionable if he's going to be starting.
But I know he was limited today. He did throw, like he did throw balls today. Pause.
Let's go with, if I was them, I would just make Trevor Lawrence sit out for the rest of the year. I'm not gonna
Bro, they're
lie
gonna
to you.
get a top two pick if he sits out the rest of the year.
Yeah, like if I'm them, I'm like, why would I put him back in? Like
You
he,
know what
if
they need? They need to go the Jim Harbaugh way and get a giant old lineman just to stand in front of Lawrence. Get a Joe Alt of this year. Just get a monster to block for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, get a Joe Alt. There are a few decent O lines in the in college right now. Especially Georgia always has like a O line that is a problem. Boise State, with the way how they've been able to open
Genty.
holes for
Well.
Genty, has been a problem. There's B I forget who the BYU has a decent O line. Like on any of those teams, Ohio State always is one of those ones. Top two again this right now. Oregon with the way, and if you look at who was protecting Bo Nix last season too, a lot of them are this is the season where they'll be coming out for the O lines for Oregon. Like, yeah, look into a few of them, but you need to protect Trevor Lawrence a lot more than you guys
Oh, yeah.
have
100%.
been at this point. But either way, if Trevor Lawrence starts or Mac Jones starts, I'm still choosing Houston.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Next up, we got the Titans facing Washington. Washington are favored by 5.5. Over under is 44.5. And right now, looking at the NFC wild card position, you have Washington is there at 7-5, 7-5. Packers are there at 8-3, which is crazy. Same with Minnesota when you look at it at with a 9-2
9-2.
record. But you still have Cardinals in the playoff race, who are 6-5. You have Bucks, but that you still they're still in the wild card position, but I would still more say they're more battling for division leader to get in that way. And then Rams at 5-6. I think it all depends on what everybody does this week. And San Fran just doesn't look like they're making it this year.
Yeah, which is wild, but yeah.
Who do you got in that one?
Oh, the
Titans,
Commanders.
Commanders.
Commanders for sure. I still think the Titans are very good still. They win games, but not this game.
Their defense is a problem. I will say
It's
that.
great.
Their defense is a problem.
Yeah. And
Have you?
Levis has been chucking okay. Levis has looked okay
He's
last couple
looked
games,
a
last couple
lot
weeks. Looks
better.
okay.
Still made some, still make some weird throws at times, but
Yes.
it's a showman that he is. And Pollard has
100%.
looked really good over the past couple of weeks too. Especially last week. He looked good last week.
Yeah.
I am gonna choose Commanders to win, but I have Titans covering.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, okay. I'll go with that too. Sure.
Next up we got might be the game of the morning, to tell you the truth. It's between this one and another game, which we'll get to. For me, obviously, the Chargers Falcons game is
Sure.
my game of the morning, but that might be up there with this game and the next one. Cardinals traveling to Minnesota to face the Vikings. Vikings are favored by 3.5, and the over under is 44.5.
Okay. Sorry, I just got to look something up here.
No, for sure.
It's like every second game, Kyler either has a blow up. It's like blow up terrible, blow up terrible, blow up terrible. Last week was not that good. So it's like literally passer rating 104, next week 79, next week 97, next week 67, 116, 88, 126, 77. Literally every second week. So they got him on a good week. And I think based on that, I'm going with Arizona.
Going with Arizona. I am going with Arizona too. I just, after the way how they look last week, it was kind of like, yeah, you need a bounce back week. You need a week to let people know. And I think that this is going to be a crucial week because, like we said, that division right now, even though 49ers are 5-6, so are the Rams. And then you have Seattle and Arizona both at 6-5. It's 7-5 or 6-5?
6 and 5.
6-5. Yeah. So you have them both at 6-5. Like, that is a tight division at this point right now. So you can't afford to lose any games at this point right now. You need to run the table, to tell you the truth, for every team. So I'm gonna choose Arizona in this one here. Next up, probably a skippable game, but don't mean that disrespectfully.
No.
It's just there's two games in the morning which I'm kind of like are kind of skippable, to tell you the truth. But we got your Colts traveling to New England to face the Patriots. Colts are
Classic
favored by
matchup.
2.5, over under is 42.5.
It's a classic matchup. You know, the lore of the Manning and Brady days, just, you know. And now we got Richardson versus May, which is
The
fine. May's going to be great. The future, right? The future. I really want to pick the Colts on this. I think we're going to get a win. I really do. I'm going to go with the Colts to
gonna go
win.
with the Colts?
Yeah. You can go with the Patriots. It's okay.
I'm going with the Colts as well.
Oh, my man.
Yeah. Well, I definitely am going. I'm going with the Colts. New England is such a weird team right now. It's kind of like it's just to see like what Drake May has. But like when they're playing decent, they're a problem. But then they have those weeks where they feel like they don't want to show up. And at this point right now, I think the memo's kind of gone through to everybody, like, yo, we gotta focus on like the future at this point right now. So let's keep a lower draft pick. So, and Colts definitely needs this win to stay in the hunt. Next up, did I have the no? I had this game as one a next one of the one of those games for the week, for the morning, I mean. Steelers traveling to Cincy to face the Bengals. Bengals are favored by 3, coming off a bye week as well.
Who you got? Who you got in this?
I'm going to go with Cincy.
Okay.
And I think the reason why I'm going to go with Cincy is Pittsburgh always finds a way to just end up kicking field goals, and Burrow finds a way to get you touchdowns. And that's kind of how I have to go at it. Six, I'm not even going to put 7 because McPherson has missed a lot of kicks this season. So
Yes.
I'm going to go 6 is always better than 3. You have to score twice as much just to tie. So I'm going to choose Cincy on this one.
Yeah, and for the same reason, I'll go with that. When your leading scorer is your kicker, your offense has issues.
Yeah, that's kind of where the problem lies.
100%.
Next up, we got Seattle flying to New York to face the Jets. It is a 42.5 over under, and Seattle are favored by 2. This is a tough one for me because we were literally just talking about like Aaron Rodgers having the coming off a bye week as well. Going back home, he went back to Cal, ended up reuniting with that whole team with Marshawn Lynch and the rest of them. Seattle really needs the win, though.
Really needs to win.
They really need the win. But, like, even if I look at points per game, Seattle has not really been putting up a lot of points. And Jets hasn't been putting up a lot of points. So that's also which makes it think, because is this going to be a game where Jets can put up a 24? Or is this going to be a one where, like, the Jets are stuck at 6, 7, 13? I'm going to go with Seattle just based off, I think they need it more. But I would not be surprised if the Jets win this one.
I'm going with the Jets. I think they needed this bye. I think I think with Aaron Rodgers is whatever if he's talking real or talking nonsense, whatever. Like I said, I think he's got a lot of pride. I think they're gonna address some things. I think he's gonna want to make Garrett Wilson and Adams and Breece Hall look good. I think that's gonna be his thing. He wants to, whatever it's if they stay with the team and they're free agents, whatever. I think that's gonna be part of it. I also think that Seattle. So Kenneth Walker, the last 6 games, he's averaging 3 yards per run, which
Yeah.
kind of sucks. And JSN is by far their number one wide receiver. So I'm just going with the Jets.
It is such a like that game right there is a real tricky game to
Gonna be a great
choose.
game to watch.
Yeah.
I could, you know what? Check that. It could be a
Could
great
be.
game to
Or it could
watch.
be a really boring game. Like
100%.
it could be many different things. Like,
Yes.
yeah, you're absolutely right on that one. And then we go to the afternoon game. So I mistakenly thought of the two of the afternoon. I didn't look at the times, but let's get to the afternoon games. We start off with the Rams versus the Saints. Rams are favored by 2.5, and the over under is 49.5. I'm
So
gonna
much.
go with I'm gonna choose the over still because for some strange reason,
Yeah.
Derek Carr and MVS.
Just so good. 70 yards automatically.
Yeah,
Chalk them up for 70 yard.
it just makes no sense to tell you the truth. Yeah, but I'm gonna go with the Rams. But I'm also going to choose the over.
Okay, I like
Yeah.
it. I'm gonna go with the Rams as well. Even though the Saints, I could see winning this game, but I think the Rams might not fall for the Taysom Hill trickery as much as
Yeah,
last week or 2 weeks ago,
I could see
when he put
that.
up like 300 yards, all-purpose yards, or some bullshit. That was crazy.
He
Right.
is he might be the most frustrating person in fantasy. 'Cause you
Yeah.
could have him on your team and you're like, "Okay, cool. I have him on my team. I don't know exactly. I'm going to sit him for tight end this week." Or I'm going to sit him as a flex because he went 1 week and he only got 10 yards or something like that. And all of a sudden he gets like 300 all-purpose yards and you're like, "All right."
All right.
Yeah, cool. I'll accept it.
Right, exactly.
Next up, we got the Bucks traveling to Carolina to face the Panthers. Buccaneers are favored by 5.5. The over under is 46.5. I think for
Division,
me,
divisional game.
divisional game, that's those are. I forget who I was saying. Like, those are always the games that you don't want to bet on because it's kind of like anything can happen at that point. I think Bucks need it more, but I also think Carolina has been playing fairly decent lately. And Mike Evans is still not fully back. Like, he's played, but he didn't really, they didn't really go to him. Bucky Irving looked like a beast last week. And I think with Evans and Godwin being out as long as they were, them having Auden step up has been huge for them. I'm going to choose Bucks to win, but Carolina to cover. Yeah.
Okay. I think so Evans needed last week he needed 95 yards a game for the next 7 games, I think, to get 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
They're going to force feed him the ball. He's going to get 100. He only had 68 yards last week. He's going to get another 140 this week. It's going to be that kind of game.
I feel, yeah, I was gonna sit him this week, and then I was like, no, I'm gonna keep him in.
You know who I love? Baker Mayfield, man. He might be my favorite quarterback to watch in football. This man, did you see the blocks he was throwing last week? Running
Him,
downfield.
yeah.
Like he is like very this man is crazy and I absolutely love it.
Him playing with the Bucks has just like, I think it has, him being on the Rams last season helped change the perception of him. But him, I mean, 2 seasons ago when he was on the Rams, but him being on the Bucks has really like, if he decides that he's leaving in free agency in 2 years, if he continues the way how he's playing, he will keep getting paid.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
he has gone from somebody that people clowned all the time to really changing up his whole image in the league. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
And he's fun. You know, it's kind of
Which.
like him and Jameis. They're just like fun to watch and fun to listen to. The press conferences are always good and they always do some wild shit on the field. And you know, it's just fun to watch these guys. You know, when you watch Mahomes or Lamar or any of these guys, Allen, they're so focused and this and that. Like these guys are just out having fun.
Oh
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And they're just making it happen.
They're kind of just like, well, I'm here. I'm playing.
I'm playing a game.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going to happen with this whole like, I don't know how long people are going to think. Luckily, Baker signed like a deal, but like it's kind of the same thing where it's just like, I don't know for sure if I have a job after this. Like, it's all over the place. Like,
It's okay. He's got that lawsuit money coming anyway, so don't even worry about
oh man, I'm If there's one thing I will say, I'm happy that he did whatever, like, filed, because, yeah,
That's crazy.
get your coin.
Of course.
Probably the game of the week.
Yeah, 100%.
No, this is the game of the week.
Yeah.
You are right. That Monday game, if with the shit talk that could happen in it,
The
is
Monday game.
yeah, the
You're
shit.
right.
Yeah,
You're right.
on field,
Yeah, you're
this is the
right.
game of the week.
Yeah, you're right.
We got Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Baltimore to face the Ravens. The Ravens are favored by 3, and the over under is 51 and a
That's
half.
it. That's the big boy. There it is.
This is the game that will probably determine the offensive player of the year. You have Saquon going up against Derrick Henry. Not only that, you have probably which some people will consider the top 5, top 6 MVP categories right now. You got Jalen Hurts versus Lamar Jackson. You got a high power offense, which is Baltimore at this point right now, when they're clicking all the way against a really solid defense. This is a game. Probably should have been moved to the Sunday night game, but they did not expect all
Yes.
the injuries that were happening in that Sunday night game. But
Or a Friday game or the Monday game. Like,
yeah.
whatever, man. This is a prime time game.
Yeah. Who do you got on this one? This is a tough one.
Man, I'm going with the Eagles. I
Okay.
think the Eagles are too nice right now. So my here's the thing I was watching the Ravens versus the Chargers. So the Ravens, I don't understand their offense, meaning they're the quietest team to score like 30 points a game. All of a sudden, they're just at 30 points. You know, they're just like, there's nothing flashy about them, nothing crazy. They just go out there and they just like, they're it's like, oh, it's 30 to 16. You're like, when did they get 30 points? You know, and it's just one of those teams that it's crazy to watch. So I actually kind of like, I like the Ravens, shout out the coach, but Eagles on this week.
So this is kind of a, I went back to look at last week just because I wanted to look at the Chargers rushing numbers.
Before Dobbins got hurt.
Yeah, just including all the number, like the
Yeah.
final numbers.
Yeah.
So altogether they rushed 16 times and got 65 yards.
Yeah. The Baltimore's run defense is best in football.
94 if you include Justin Herbert's rushes.
Yeah. Best in, I'm pretty sure they're still the number one rush defense team in football.
And that's kind of where
But they have the number
Ravens
32 pass defense in
is
football.
the worst part. So, and I think isn't what's his name? Not AJ Brown, Smith,
Devontae
Devontae,
Smith.
supposed to be back this week.
Yeah.
So you pretty much have, and Saquon can still receive. Like, just because you might shut him down at the line doesn't mean you shut him down.
And Goddard's been a top five tight end when he plays.
Baltimore definitely needs this game more. I'm gonna go with the Ravens. I'm gonna go
Okay,
with the
good for you.
Ravens. It's gonna be a really good game though. Like
Yeah,
it's gonna be a
great game.
tough matchup all around. Like, and what should have been a really great game, Sunday night football, we got the 49ers versus the Bills. Brandon Allen is the quarterback.
Disgusting. I love it. It's so good. It's so good.
Purdy is questionable, but
Yeah. He threw a pass today, I heard, which is a bad sign. Like a singular pass today in practice.
yeah, so it most likely would be Brandon
Brandon
Allen
Allen.
starting. Bills are favored by 7, over under is 44 and a half. Give me the Bills.
So I was just looking at these two games. When you look at these two games, like the Eagles, Ravens, and then the 49ers, Bills, it's like you're looking at 49ers, Bills. People look at that at, you know, beginning of the year going, that's potentially the Super Bowl. 49ers and Bills. Sounds about right. And now you look at it now, and I'm looking at that Eagles, Ravens. I'm like, that could be the Super Bowl this year. And that would be nuts. So he might see, like, we might, that might be the Super Bowl preview. Just
100%.
throwing that out there, you know. Yeah, no, but the 49ers, man, they're just getting their ass kicked with injuries this year, and it sucks. It sucks. And this, you know, they went from literally Super Bowl contenders, they lost in the Super Bowl, to missing the playoffs this year because they just can't get healthy.
And then you had Fred Warner, who said he's pretty much been playing with a fractured foot since week four.
Right. You know what though? You know what? If they, what's their record right now?
Five
Let's
and
check it.
six.
So they're 5-6. So, you know, man, it sucks because they're right there where it's like, they, if Brandon Allen plays the rest of the year, they could end up 5-12 and they can get a top 10 pick and they can actually get a high draft pick for the first time in years. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, do you do that?
While you
Or do
still
you
have a
still like,
chance, like,
but that division sucks, so you might be able to win that division still.
And then
Right.
if isn't there backup to Pastrnak?
Yeah, of course, my guy.
Yeah.
Man, so great.
If Brandon Allen doesn't do something
He
good.
needs to get traded to like Houston, so he's like right beside NASA, you know what I'm saying?
JK, what are you doing? Like, get your shit together. And then on Monday night game, which I think is a pretty good game, just because
Yeah.
the off field, one person is gonna have a really good lead-in speech,
Yeah.
and if he wins, we'll have a great post-game speech. But Bo Nix is a little bit of a shit talker himself too.
On the field. He's a shit talker on the field.
He is showing his personality off a lot more right now
Yep.
than when he first got in. And we got the Cleveland Browns traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos. Broncos are favored by 5.5, and the over under is 41.5. Who do you got in this one?
I'm going with the Broncos, even though this is a really low scoring game. Oh my God, that is like really low. I'm still going to go with the Broncos. I'm going to pick them to cover as well. I just think their defense is too good. I do actually, you know what? Let me check that because they have a Riley Moss, like their new rookie cornerback. He's injured. I don't know if he's going to play, but that kid's nice. He plays him and Surtain, do all the main secondary. But I still think, yeah, the Broncos are going to win and they'll cover. Sure. Yeah. Yes.
So you're going with Broncos.
Yes, to win and cover.
Okay, I'm going the exact same way. I think that right now, if you're looking at Cleveland, they're not looking at getting into the playoffs, but I think they will continue to keep playing for Myles Garrett because Myles Garrett has been saying he's number one, and everyone has been going between him and TJ Watt, and
Sure.
kind of just, which is understandable.
100%.
But Myles Garrett talked his shit last week, and I
Backed it
think,
up last week.
but he has to keep doing it.
Yeah.
So, I think defense might be really, really, really. It's, I don't think 41.5 is a good spread, but Bo Nix has been scoring the Denver Broncos have been scoring a lot of points, and it's kind of Jameis. You don't know what Jameis you're gonna get, so yeah, give me the Broncos. Anything else we should discuss before heading into week 13?
I don't think so. I think it's like we got kind of touched on everything. There's a lot of, again, you know, we've been saying it all year where there's like elite teams that are 9-2 and 8-3, and then there's a lot of 7-5, 6-5, 5-6. You know, there's a lot of that middle kind of area where I don't think this week is gonna separate anybody. I think it's gonna be that bye week. I think the next 2 weeks, 13 and 14, you'll start to see the playoff picture. But right now, I think this week is like just more of a positioning week for everyone. But I think 14, you're really going to see that playoff picture start developing. Because it's just a whole big mess of shit right in the middle. But and it's awesome. It's great for football. I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Great for any watchers and fans of football. Horrible for if you've like put in who you thought was going to make the playoffs at the start of the season. Like it is all over the place right now. You might feel very confident because your team might be winning the division, but like we said, like that NFC South, the
Yeah.
Cardinals, or is that West?
West. Yeah.
West.
NFC West.
NFC West.
49ers, Rams,
Yeah.
Cardinals, Seahawks, any of them.
Any one of
So
them could
pick
go in
them.
there. AFC South, which is my division, I should have remembered. You still have Tampa Bay,
Yep.
who's just a game behind Falcons. Like, that can change. And whoever doesn't win that division might not even make the playoffs now. So, like,
100%.
you're there. It is all over the place. The NFC North, we kind of know the Lions should lock down number one, but they could still lose number one. They might be a wild card. Like, because
Green Bay's good.
Green Bay is 8-3,
And Minnesota's
and
nine and
Minnesota's
two.
9-2. So, and
Like,
Lions are 10-1. So it's kind of like one
yeah.
loss could drop them down. Like it's the weeks are getting interesting, people.
Yeah.
And fantasy playoffs are coming up shortly. So
Yeah. 2 more weeks. Let's go.
2 more weeks. Okay, we are out of here. Is there a Christmas movie you want to promote before? You want to tell
No.
people to go watch before we get out of here?
Not yet. I got 4 more days, and then I'm going to start burning these things down. I got to get past Black Friday, but after that, I'm in, and I'm all in. Don't even worry about it. What do
So
you got?
Josh said earlier that the new Lindsay Lohan one is a
Yes.
must watch, so go check that out. But for me,
Okay.
I am going to say a Hallmark movie,
Okay.
which is The 5-Year Christmas Party.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
A
Is
lot
it like
better
ground
than.
5 years? Is it like Groundhog Day? They just keep reliving the party over and over and over.
No, so
Damn.
it's like the change in their lives over 5 years, but they keep working
Oh.
these Christmas parties. So like,
Yes.
yeah, so you kind of see that there. It was
Okay.
actually really good. I was pleasantly shocked by it.
Okay. I'll check that out. I'll put that on the list once I get December 1st hits. It's just going to be Hallmark movies for the next,
Oh yeah.
25 days.
If you have not used your Stack TV
Nope. I will be.
free trial, make sure to use it in December so you
Yeah.
can watch all the Hallmark movies, especially with a Touchdown Love Story coming out on Saturday.
Of course.
Yes, November 30th. It's a Hallmark Chiefs movie
Amazing.
we've all been waiting for.
Yes.
All right. On that note, we are gonna say peace. If you're in the States, have a great Thanksgiving, Black Friday. If you're anywhere else, make sure to take advantage of the deals. Some places actually have really good deals, and some places it's just a regular deal that they try to make it seem like it's new for Black Friday. But you do your research and check it out, and we will be back next week. Peace.